Obamacare is failing, but in order to get back on the right track with health policy, people need to be informed. ObamacareWatch.org is your resource to understand what's happening with this law and what you can do to stay active, stay informed, and make positive change happen. ObamacareWatch.org. Visit us now.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning and welcome to the Business Hour. I'm Ron Camacho, your host. And this morning, the topic at hand will be, pardon me, we have a interruption. The topic will be smart financial planning for retirement. And that's a topic which everyone can benefit from, even those who have achieved a level of stability in their financial planning. There are still things you can learn about when reviewing the basic principles of what smart financial planning is. And so we're going to be talking about those basic principles and the things that you can do leading up to putting those plans into action, and the advantages of working with an advisor who has the expertise to help you analyze where you are at any stage. If you're a young professional, if you're a seasoned professional, or if you've entered those retirement years, but you really hadn't achieved what you think is a good balance in your portfolio, working with a skilled financial advisor can make all the difference in the world. We're talking about comfort and stress reduction. I don't know if I can say stress-free, but we're talking stress reduction in your twilight years. And so to help us shed light on the things that you can be doing early on throughout your career and then later on, is Mike McCool of CPC Advisors. Welcome to the program, Michael.
Hey, Ron. It's good to be here.
Well, Michael, let's start with some of the basics. You know, CPC Advisors, which is affiliated with Raymond James, is a firm which has a really client focused approach, as many firms attempt to do, but you know, you have at the core this philosophy that no two clients are alike, and that you are going to create a plan that helps a client achieve their personal goals. Let's talk about that.
Okay, that's right. You know, we have a client first culture. You know, we have three C's, the first one being the client-first culture. And, you know, what that means, you know, to us is no two clients are alike. You know, everybody has unique circumstances, unique goals, and unique aspirations. So before making any recommendations to our clients about what they should be doing, it's like we get to know them really, really well.
The other thing is that once you evaluate a client's profile, you know, in terms of how much risk they might be willing to take or inclined to take. You know, you probably have to rein in some clients who have a risk profile that has them thinking about making investments that you might think are a little bit too risky. Once you've done that, you spend a great deal of time monitoring the plan.
That's right. I think, you know, once we, you know, identify what the client wants to accomplish, we put a portfolio in place. And, you know, the way I view that is, one, we have to, you know, take enough risk or have enough growth in the portfolio to achieve the client's goals. But at the same time, we can't be, you know, have a portfolio that's too risky, too volatile, so the client won't stay with it, won't stick with the plan, and won't stay invested. You know, so when we put a portfolio together, it's for, you know, to achieve the goals of their plan.
And do you try to structure a portfolio that actually has a measure of flexibility, because, you know, there are things that can happen along the way, major life events, unique crossroads in a person's life, if you will, so that things change sometimes.
Yeah, they do. That's right. And you try and plan for these contingencies as best as you can. However, you know, it's not a straight path. You know, you could be planning for retirement, but then, you know, some of the things you need to consider is maybe, caring for elderly parents, or maybe there's boomerang children, or there's something else in your life that can, knock you off track a little bit. So we prepare. Well, that's part of the continually monitoring, not just the portfolio, but where our clients are in their lives.
You know, you mentioned this is something we could get into later, but you touched on it now. You mentioned care for parents,
right.
And I know that a lot of folks in their 50s and 60s that are beginning to enter that phase where they are becoming the caretakers, the early stages of becoming the source of responsibility for the care of parents and of the finances for their parents in some
cases.
That must alter things significantly. And do you encounter that a lot?
Yeah, more and more. I think that is one of the, you know, the major concerns people have, that as they plan for retirement is, caring for elderly parents. Yes, we are encountering that more and more. And there are resources that can help you manage that, to get the most Medicare and Medicaid benefits. There are also specialists out there that help, renovate homes to meet the needs of the elderly, you know, making everything wheelchair accessible, you know, everything on the first floor. And there are also people that, the move managers that specialize in moving seniors, and taking stock of everything they own and helping them decide what to keep and what they don't need. So if they have to move into a facility or a different home, they can help them do that.
You know, I'm going to go down that path in a little bit. We'll talk about Medicare, Medicaid, long-term care, not only as it relates to parents, but what baby boomers will say have to begin concerning themselves with about themselves. But I was going through what you guys consider to be the three C's of
right.
CPC, and the first one is a client first culture, which we talked about, focusing on the client and analyzing what a client's goals are, what their needs are, and those of course are different. You know, what your needs are the necessities. You know, the realities of what you might need to live a lifestyle that's beyond subsistence, and then goals might be sky high in terms of, say, saving enough money or having a portfolio that allows you to live not just a comfortable but a really almost carefree a life of adventure in your twilight years. And the second C is credibility. And you have the advantage of working for what I might consider a small high-powered boutique, you know.
Yes, I agree.
You've got you're surrounded by some other experts. Tell us a little bit about how collectively you have a professional staff that's got a range of skills.
Right. Yeah. So the credibility is the second C of our three C's, and you know, what that means is I work with six other I have six colleagues that have certified financial planner designations. I have the CIMA, C-I-M-A, the Certified Investment Management Analyst designation. The CFP gets into it's a course of study where you learn details about developing a financial plan. The CIMA, C-I-M-A, is a designation where you learn about portfolio construction. I also work with there's chartered financial analysts. Two people on our firm have that designation, and that is about a deep study on a security selection. So what actual stocks go into the portfolio? What actual bonds go into the portfolio? And also, we have a CPA. We don't do taxes. One of my colleagues is a CPA. But she's a great resource for clients as well. We can always say, hey, you may have a tax issue here. Let's consult your accountant. So we have those designations, and we do continuing education to maintain those designations. Plus, we're always going to professional development conferences, learning about new rules, regulations, and how they can affect our clients and the planning.
And how you can factor those in, advantageously. There may be new restrictions,
right.
But there might be regulations which have been altered in a way that you can take advantage of them,
right.
Favorably for the client. And again, I don't think they're just they're not. CIMA, CFP, CFA, right. CPA, they're not just, MBA. They're not just abbreviations for credentials that look good. They do look good, but it's actual expertise. It's turning to the certified financial analysts on your team when you want to look deeper into a stock.
Correct.
That's a real advantage. To have it be a part of a relatively small team, so you're not having to jump on the elevator and go a few floors up or down, and they're. I assume down the hall,
and
you can talk to them about a strategy for your client.
Right.
We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the third C. I'm not going to give it away. We're here with Michael McCool of CPC Advisors, financial advisors based here in Atlanta. We'll be back to talk to Michael more after this break.
Cook Immigration Partners is your passport through the immigration maze. Whether it's help with E-Verify in your business, or help in how to document a new employee under the new I-9 rules, or if you marry a foreign national, Cook Immigration Partners is your best choice for a legal advocate. Call us today at 866-286-6200. That's 866-286-6200, or visit us on the web at www.immigration.net.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
The Docs for Patient Care Foundation is your way to join the fight and become a member of an organization created by doctors for patients, dedicated to fighting for your healthcare freedom and preserving the doctor-patient relationship. Get a pen and paper. Write down www.docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. That's www.docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. Go to our site and please make a generous tax-deductible donation and join the fight today. Thank you.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back to the Business Hour. We're here with Michael McCool of CPC Advisors, and we've been talking about the basic principles of smart financial management and what it takes to plan for retirement, which we're going to be getting into in a very specific way in a moment. But we were also talking about the philosophy of CBC Advisors, which is affiliated with Raymond James, and there are some advantages to having a partner like Raymond James because, you know, there are support services.
Well, that's right. So, you know, Raymond James, as you mentioned, a lot of services for us. We, you know, when it comes to managing a client's portfolio, we use Raymond James as our broker dealer. So we do our trading through them, custody our assets with them, and they print client statements for us. They do internal audits for us, so you know we make sure we're compliant with all the rules and regulations. And then, you know, there's also we work with Raymond James Bank for our clients, you know, for lending. You know, they need to borrow money, we can work with them through Raymond James Bank. There's also you know, Raymond James Trust for our clients that have trust and need, you know, trustee services, you know, the tax filing and everything that goes along with managing a trust. And then, you know, they also, we provide, help us with strategies for certain clients. And, you know, one example is, you know, a client may have a concentrated stock position or own a lot of one stock with a very low cost basis. So, we can implement strategies to diversify that holding and also be tax efficient along the way. So partnering with Raymond James is you know very beneficial to us because they provide a lot of services.
And that plays into, because I know you've been working with Raymond James for a while, mm-hmm. but something you also want to have in a trusted advisor is consistency,
right.
I mean, which is the third C in the three Cs of CPC. You want folks who are going to be with you for the long haul. You want some consistency in the approach that they're taking to helping you execute the plan, the strategy that you established early on. And, you know, a portfolio and a financial plan is kind of like a living document, you know.
That's right.
So it has to evolve, and when you monitor it, but you have folks that are consistently taking this approach to smart financial management for the long haul.
Right.
That is going to really make a difference. Let's talk about what you might consider to be the very basics. You know, we've talked about the philosophy of CPC Advisors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the basics and, you know, what you might consider to be the difference between short-term planning and long-term planning.
Yeah, well, I think... I'll talk about long-term planning first because I think that's the biggest question we get biggest question we get is about retirement. You know, retirement planning. I think that's the number one concern for all of our clients, or almost all of our clients, that regardless of their current net worth, it's the question is, you know, what can I do in retirement? The biggest fear is running out of money in retirement. So
and Michael, let me ask, are you seeing people in their 40s and 50s, but not typically in their 30s? And then, of course, you're probably seeing a huge spike in baby boomers for the first time that are coming to the realization that they're 60-ish and possibly going to live another 20 or 30 years.
Right, right.
So they're really now thinking, uh-oh, am I set up for retirement.
Right. I think that's when it was probably, I see most people, it's like late 40s, 50s, maybe even 60s. That's when most people start really considering retirement, because they can see that far in advance. You know, maybe all the kids are in high schools and are in high school, or they're, you know, soon to be empty nesters, and that's when they start thinking about retirement. And the biggest question they have, or it's really in the people we meet in that stage, clients we have in that stage, are like, they're not sure where they are. You know, they might feel pretty good about it, they might feel not so good about it, but they want to know, can I retire at this age and do these things? You know, that, you know, these are on my list. You know, I have a to-do list of things I want to do in retirement. So that's how most of the questions are. And I think it's because they can see retirement is just out there. I think somebody in their 20s and 30s, it's very hard to project 40 years out. You know, if you have someone entering the workforce in their early 20s, you know, and full retirement age right now is 67. It's very difficult for them to think 45 years out. But, you know, I encourage them to, you know, people to at least start thinking about it in their 20s and get time working for them, because, you know, the longer you invest, you know, the more you'll have.
You know, it brings to mind, I'm not sure why I thought about this, but of course, in the promo for the program, there was a heading that said you can never plan too early. You know, most people think you can never plan too late, which is probably true if, you know, better late than never. But also, at the other end of the spectrum, there are people who begin creating what could be considered the nucleus, or at least the startup of a portfolio, by starting savings accounts for babies, newborns. Have you had people ask you about, can I start an account, a savings account for a newborn?
Yes, you can, and usually it's grandparents or and sometimes the parents that will start a savings account. I think of as that being at the bank, and then, you know, you can open a brokerage account for a minor as well. So you know, parents, grandparents, and whoever can contribute to that. And one thing about those types of accounts is, like, when the minor becomes, is 18, you know, they get everything that's in there. So I think a lot of people may look at different types of trust, so that, okay, you know, an 18-year-old or a 21-year-old, that account could be worth tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and, you know, some instances maybe millions by the time they're, reach the age of majority. So they will put it in another type of trust, so that, okay, maybe they don't get it all at once, they can get it over time. So.
And I'm sure that a lot of grandparents and aunts and uncles think of it as an education fund or something like that. Education has become so expensive that you can never start too early with a savings plan. And I can't remember, and I don't have children, so I don't know. Do you have to have a Social Security number to establish a savings account? I don't think you do. Do you?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. You know, I know for brokerage accounts.
Okay. Yes. I was thinking that too.
As far as banks, I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to look into that.
But a quick comment. You know, you mentioned as retirement planning is like the number one question we get, that, you know, people want to solve for that. Is the second one is, in addition to that, a close second is education funding. You know, and either, you know, parents and grandparents want to be able to, you know, if their child, you know, gets into the most prestigious college in the land, they want to be able to afford that. So while planning for retirement, they want, in conjunction with that, they do want to plan for, funding their children's and grandchildren's or children that they care for, you know, care about, fund their education as well.
Yeah, I'm certain it comes up when it gets around to estate planning. You've got the next generation, but even the generation after that, which
right,
would be the grandchildren,
right.
You have all those considerations, which we could talk about later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could have a show dedicated to long-term planning. In some sense, we're going to be doing that as we focus on retirement. But are there are actually considerations that fall in the category of short-term planning? Like people will have what they consider to be some specific needs over the next 1 to 5 years, and that would be considered short-term?
Right. The short-term planning is, you know, if someone came to say, I'm going to buy a house next year, I have the cash now, and they come to me, how should I invest it? It would be like, well, maybe we would look at something very conservative, maybe a CD or you know, very high quality, very short-term bonds, something like that. Because, you know, if you're planning to buy a house in 2019, it's like, I have the cash for the down payment now. The stock market is very hard to predict, you know, day to day, even month to month or year to year. You know, the returns are predictable, become more predictable over, you know, 5, 10, and 15-year periods. But, you know, if somebody wants to buy, you know, has cash for a down payment and they're going to buy a house this year, it's like, boy, we need to do something very conservative. And then as you get into, you know, 5 to 10-year range, maybe you can be a little bit more or not as conservative, but still conservative for the 5 to 10 year range. And then, you know, like when you really start getting into a diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds, you know, that's, I think, 10 years plus is when you start looking at that.
And you used the word quality, and that was mm-hmm. going to be one of my questions. Do you put into that category what you might consider to be lower risk, dependable, safe investments?
Right, yeah, yeah. The quality, right, and that's, in the term I just used, I think, you know, high quality short-term investments would be like, you know, CDs at a bank, which are FDIC insured, and things like that, and then, or U.S. Treasury notes or U.S. Treasury, you know, bills, very, very shorter term bonds, or, you know, AAA rated, AA rated corporate bonds. But short duration as well, or shorter term as well.
We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, I want to revisit some general consideration for gift giving to kids and grandkids, and tips that you might offer to the family.
Okay.
When they have that discussion. We're here with Mike McCool of CPC Advisors. We're going to be talking about the basic principles and beyond to smart strategies for retirement. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Mike McCool in just a bit.
45 years of experience is behind the most trusted name in auto transportation. Passport Transport, the first and finest today. That's why Passport Transport is the preferred auto transport for major auto manufacturers, concours, museums, tours, and collectors, and should be your choice from across the state to across the country. When you have the need, go to PassportTransport.com and enjoy the peace of mind referenced experience will give you. Passport Transport.
Get your pen and paper ready. If there's a move in your near future, I'm here to tell you that the folks I used and now recommend is Around Town Movers. Timothy and the guys recently moved me, and I am and was totally satisfied with a sometimes not so fun experience moving. Call Timothy at 770-378-4708 and make it a good move and a good experience. Around Town Movers, for that local or cross-country move. Timothy, Around Town Movers, in my opinion, are the best. That's Around Town Movers. Call them.
The Docs for Patient Care Foundation is your way to join the fight and become a member of an organization created by doctors for patients, dedicated to fighting for your health care freedom and preserving the doctor-patient relationship. Get a pen and paper. Write down docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. That's D-O-C-S, the number 4, patientcarefoundation.org. Go to our site and please make a generous tax-deductible donation and join the fight today. Thank you.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back to the Business Hour. I'm Ron Camacho, your host, and we're here with Michael McCool of CPC Advisors. And, you know, for any regular listeners out there, you know that I like to try to have a couple of financial management programs during the year, just because it's so important. And, you know, it's important to teenagers, you know, 20-somethings, 30-somethings, to be thinking ahead, if only they're inspired to put money into savings. And then when you start getting into your 30s, 40s, and 50s, you're certainly beginning to think about your future and retirement. So the program today is focused on things, considerations for retirement, because more and more people are reaching their 80s, their 90s, and the fastest growing population segment in the United States are people over 100, so that people who are thinking, oh, I might live to the average age of an American male of 75, they're discovering, no, by the time I'm 75, that will be in the 80s. So there's at least another 10 years, and then there's a possibility that you could make it into your 90s and even to 100. And if you're into longevity, then you're going to want to do the kinds of things that have your portfolio support you during right. that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so we're talking about something that's important to a lot of people, and you know, it's like a health regimen, so to speak. A lot of people don't like to think about having to go to the doctor, but in this case, we're also talking about how it can be done almost painlessly. We'll get into that in a moment. The kinds of habits you can develop. I want to go back to doing the kinds of things for gift giving. How do you, what when it comes to gift giving for kids or for grandkids? And in some cases, again, because of that longevity, we're talking about great great grandkids. What do you advise your clients about when they're going to be talking to the family, or what kind of conversations they would have even before talking with you?
Right.
What kinds of considerations are there within the family?
Well, the first thing one of the first things we ask our clients is, like, do you have a will, durable powers of attorney and advanced medical directive? So it's the first thing is to make sure that, you know, the estate documents are in place. So I think that's the most important thing. And then the second is to make sure that your assets are titled properly, so that everything in the will that you want to see carried out can be carried out. So those are the first two things that we ensure, you know, when it comes to estate planning.
And then what might a couple be discussing? And it might be that they're not even gathering the family. That might be something that I'm imagining. They might be coming directly to you to ask you about wanting to take care of their children. Again, which cross over mm-hmm. into estate planning, or wanting to take care of their grandchildren. And in some cases, there might even be children with special needs.
Right,
That you have to factor that in, and that's got to be part of a long-term plan.
It is. It is part of the long-term. And this is where we bring in, bring in the attorneys, the specialists in this, estate planning attorneys that know these areas very well, like special needs trust, or, sometimes there's, blended families, my kids, your kids, our kids, making sure that they're all treated equitably or equitably in our clients' eyes as well. So And getting back to, you know, our credibility, you know, all our designations and staying current with, you know, the rules and regulations allows us to have, you know, higher level conversation with our clients' attorneys, with our accounts. And so we can really understand what is going inside or what is going on with these documents. So we can have those conversations with the estate planning attorneys and the accountants.
You know, we talked about a portfolio being sort of the plan itself being rather not just the portfolio, the larger strategy and plan being a living document of sorts.
Right.
With factoring in changes, you know, there things change. Babies are born. People live longer. A son or daughter might be getting married, and that's an expense
right.
that you would actually plan for. There's someone passes away. How do you plan for an ever-changing series of life events?
Yeah, it's I think it starts off, you know, big picture, and then you could say, yes, you know, like you think about, yes, I know my children will get married at some point. We're not sure when, but maybe we can, you know, planning for that, big picture sort of way, or like putting money away from that. You may not know exactly when you need it, but then there comes a point, it's like, hey, maybe, you know, we make an adjustment or dip into this pool of money over here to pay for that expense or some other expense. And then there might be, you know, there's other things like, well, I buy a car every 8 to 10 years. We take a big vacation every other year. And this goes back to just really getting to know your clients, asking questions, prompting them, and getting them thinking about, okay, what do you envision your life like, or what do you think will happen over, you know, the next 10 years, 20 years, and on into retirement. So I think what we try to, there's a couple things. What we want to do is get the most complete and accurate picture of your current situation, and then you think, then you ask questions about, okay, this will happen, these events most likely will happen over the course of my life. But you're right, you know, life can get really complicated, and you always try, some things you really can't account for, but if you have a plan in place, then you may have to deviate it from a little while or adjust the plan, and then, you know, and then still achieve all your other goals.
And those life events and the costs associated with them can range anywhere from, you know, $1,000 or $2,000, a few thousand dollars, tens
right.
of thousands of dollars, to hundreds of thousands
yes.
of dollars, and in some cases millions. But more typically, let's just say you have a family that's always thought they wanted to have one child, and all of a sudden there's a second child.
Right.
And that first child for which you made some provisions, maybe you did establish that education fund early
right.
on, and that's a good thing.
Right.
Because if you do have some hopes that your child will get into a good school, or that they have all the options of, you know, a quality Stanford, Duke, Harvard, you know, you pick your favorite region, University of Chicago, Purdue, I think that covers most of the United States.
Yep.
We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars potentially in the aggregate, you know, 4 years these days. It seems that $63,000 keeps cropping up as a number. It'll be 65 and 67 any day. But times 4 years.
Right.
And if your child's not getting a full ride or substantial scholarship money, that's a huge chunk of money. So all
right.
of a sudden, if you go from one child to two children, you're talking another quarter of $1 million.
Right.
You know, I mean, something or more.
Right.
And that would be a situation where I'm going to use another example. Someone is used to taking a pretty big vacation once
right.
a year. They might find out because of that now impending second child, or impending, that second child, the child on the way, that you're going to have to cut that back down to every other year, as you mentioned. You're going to be advising them on kind of a, I guess what you might call a spending portfolio. Habits.
You're right. It's like if something like that happens, it's like, well, you know, if you want be able to send your both of your children to any college in the land, then you may have to make adjustments elsewhere. And that's why it gets back, you know, the point you made earlier. It's not just, okay, you meet once, get a plan, and set it, and then, you know, don't have to worry about it ever again. It's like, you know, now we review it annually, more if necessary, and make sure that we're still on track. There's nothing that's really, you know, no events in your life have changed to alter the plan, or maybe, you know, the investments are going better than planned, or maybe not as good as planned. So, you know, keeping on top of it and making, you know, little adjustments along the way, rather than have to make one huge change like way down the road.
And you know, we're not even talking about major expenses that come up suddenly, like illness,
right,
or accidents. We're talking about education, because it's an example of something that's got a big dollar ticket attached to it. You and I probably both know people who they want everything, every option available to their child, and
right,
if their child wants to go to Harvard, you're going to try to do the kinds of things that helps that child go to Harvard,
right,
or Duke or Stanford,
mm-hmm,
or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Could be Texas Tech, could be someplace which is going to be tens of thousands of dollars per year, and you and I probably know people who are thinking, oh, yeah, and my kid's going to get a scholarship of some sort.
Yeah.
And they don't. And they get accepted,
right,
to a really good school. And all of a sudden, they're...
It's very real at that moment. Like, okay, how can we get our son or daughter, pay for for our son or daughter's education at this, you know, prestigious university? You know, I think that is a really good good question.
Yeah, it's a good scenario.
It's a good scenario to have. And hopefully, the idea is like, okay, you can probably get a pretty good idea of what type of school, son or daughter will get in, through middle school and early high school. And
which would lead us to believe that maybe you should be trying to evaluate that sophomore or junior year in high school, thinking, that's when the search begins, but also
right,
you might be thinking in terms of the cost associated with that search,
right.
Which a lot of parents do, they're like public, private, big school, small school, whatever, and sometimes big schools are less expensive than small schools,
right,
and vice versa, but, what about illness, Michael? It's got to come up all the time. Severe illnesses that, and you hear about lives being altered with certain illnesses that have a cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars. How do you help? What do you advise to someone who has to be thinking about healthcare?
Right. And
you know what? I'm going to ask you to hold that thought,
okay,
because we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to start off with that question. Then I want to get into RRAs and be on track with some of our retirement considerations. We're here with Michael McCool. We've been talking about financial planning and some of the considerations that go into a plan. We'll be back with Michael McCool right after this break.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Mike Karuchak. Have you ever wondered what doctors talk about amongst themselves? If you do, join us on the Doctor's Lounge and hear the doctor's conversations amongst themselves. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Hal Schertz, every Thursday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
Happy Oregon homeownership is the result of a good working relationship between the home buyer and their realtor. Make buying your Oregon home a fun and rewarding experience. Get our free guide to happy Oregon homeownership. Act now. Limited availability. Free at realoregonhomes.com. That's realoregonhomes.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back to the Business Hour. We're here with Michael McCool of CPC Advisors, and we've been talking about financial planning, particularly as it relates to retirement. And there are a lot of considerations, particularly when it comes to events that emerge in one's life. And before the break, we were talking about things like a second child that wasn't planned and the educational costs associated with that child and how that could be hundreds of thousands of dollars that you had not really planned for, but you have to now consider. Or something like health and health care associated with an illness, so that right before we took the break, I said we'd come back and talk about, you know, we talk about the volatility of the market. In some sense, of that volatility means, you know, a sudden change in the market. Health is almost part of that volatility.
Right.
That
yes.
That's something that could come up suddenly. How do you help someone who says, I want to make sure that if either one or both of us becomes ill, that we're equipped to deal with it and that it doesn't destroy my portfolio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of the first, in addition to getting the estate documents, making sure that those are in order, is, you know, evaluating your health care. You know, do you have insurance, and what will it cover? You know, what will be your out of pocket expenses? And so reviewing that and letting and letting the clients know is like, hey, in a catastrophic situation, you could be out of pocket of X amount of dollars, and then we begin evaluating, is this, you know, the right coverage for you, or preparing for, hey, in this environment or under your current care, we have to plan for these out-of-pocket expenses.
And do you have that conversation, Michael, even with a 30 or 40-something, or are you waiting until the person's approaching the 50s and 60s before you say, now something a catastrophic illness-wise, of course you could have an accident, but illness-wise the likelihood is greater, but are you bringing that up very early in planning?
Absolutely, because that, even though the risks are small, like, you know, a 20-something or 30-something getting a serious illness, you know, as opposed to somebody in their 50s or 60s, if they get an illness, a major illness, it can be catastrophic. So it's a huge risk, if you're underinsured, at any point in your life. You want to be able to make sure you can have the coverage to.
And there's a serious illness with high dollar cost, and mm-hmm. the person is younger and the portfolio is smaller, it's going to take a bigger hit.
Right.
And a little bit later on, if you've been preparing for it, the same exact illness with similar costs, but possibly a different duration.
Right.
But nevertheless, it could be more devastating when you're younger than actually when you're older.
It could be, right.
Let's talk about IRAs.
Okay.
You know, something I wanted to talk about because it's a focus for a lot of plans. How does someone begin to evaluate the array of retirement accounts, and you know, are they still a good investment, a quote unquote in good investment?
Yep.
How much you can contribute, and how do you choose those investments?
Right. So the three most popular investment vehicles for retirement are the IRA, Roth IRA, and 401k. So in a IRA, that's an individual retirement account, person under 50 can contribute $6,000 a year into this account, or $6,000 in 2019. That's the contribution limit. And you can reduce your current taxable income by that amount. So you contribute $6,000 for 2019, taxable income is decreased by that amount. You invest it and it grows tax deferred. So you can generate capital gains, interest, and dividends all along the way until retirement, and you don't pay taxes on it. You do pay taxes when you take a distribution in retirement. That's when it becomes taxable. So a simple way to think about the IRA is, hey, I reduce my taxes now, pay taxes during distributions.
So in your opinion, they definitely have a place in every
right.
Do you have situations where you recommend IRA, Roth IRA, and 401k?
Right. The rules get tricky on, okay, if you have a 401k or participate in a 401k at work, can you contribute to an IRA or Roth IRA? Let me touch briefly on the Roth IRAs. Contrast that to the traditional IRA. With a Roth IRA, you put money in after taxes, so you pay taxes now. Contribute to the Roth IRA, it grows tax exempt, and distributions are tax exempt as well. So Roth IRA, and there are income limits on contributing to a Roth IRA. So for most younger people, if they're in lower income tax bracket, I usually recommend pay the taxes now, contribute, and then you could have 30, 40 years of growth in that portfolio and take everything out. All distributions would be income tax free. You're exempt. If you're employed and your employer offers a 401k, then you can defer up to $19,000 of your salary. If you're under 50, up to $24,000, another $6,000, up to $25,000 total. And that would reduce your taxable income by that amount. After that, it works a lot like an IRA. It grows tax deferred, and distributions, you pay taxes on it then. But the benefit of the 401k is a lot of times an employer will have a match. So if you put some money in, the employer will put money in as well.
What about taking the money out when you need it, or when you just want to take it out? What are the restrictions on that?
There are restrictions. By contributing, you get tax breaks, or that's the carrot. A penalty-free withdrawal is, you have to wait till you're 59 and a half. So for an IRA, you wait till 59 and a half, then you take a distribution, you pay regular income taxes. If you take a distribution before age 59 and a half, then you would pay a 10% penalty plus income taxes on that. There are certain exemptions for, first-time home buyers, funding some education costs, and other exemptions for taking distributions, but you can look at that.
Much of what we've been talking about falls in the category of investing, and people think oftentimes of investing as being the stock market, but an IRA is an investment in your future. Saving money is an investment in your future, and those are all associated with cultivating habits. We talked about this the last time you were on the program, that a good financial advisor is much like a psychologist, in that he's trying to help you shape some personal behavior, like setting aside
right.
money
mm-hmm.
For the future. And that, and I alluded to the fact that, you know, it could be made relatively painless. Have you found that in many cases, once you can get your clients into the habit, even though at first they might feel like they have a little less disposable income, but that after a while it becomes routine and they don't miss it?
That's right. They, you know, the first, you know, they start working and I contribute to a 401k, maybe that first paycheck I'll notice it, but after that, you know, the 401k contribution comes out of each paycheck automatically. So I really don't miss it as much, and or miss it at all eventually. And I think that is a really great strategy. So you get a little bit of money taken out of every paycheck, and you invest it in your 401k. And, you know, that strategy is known as dollar cost averaging. And if you stick through that, you know, when the market's up, when the market's down, you know, you think about it this way. If the market's going up, you're glad you're invested in it. I'm putting money in. And then when the market takes a dip and you still invest and you still contribute, just think of, oh, my money is buying more shares now. So when they go back up, I'll have more shares working for me.
You know, this is something also that we couldn't get to the first time you were on the program. It's a little bit about you. I want to turn to the fact that you went to a good school and you were an athlete in school. Tell us where you went to school and what sport you participated in.
I went to Columbia University, and I was on the swim team there 4 years, and I loved it.
You know, in some sense, because it's such a good school, I'm sure you feel like you had quality education. And also, it was a little bit different because you came from the South and went up North, and you were probably one of the first wave, because now it's commonplace for lots of, we probably have mutual friends with kids who went to Columbia and NYU and Harvard and Princeton, and even some kids starting to go out West, but you were kind of a pioneer of sorts. But the swimming part, what was the takeaway from being a college athlete? How does that apply to you as a professional?
Yeah, well, I love the whole experience. You know, I grew up in Alabama, grew up in Huntsville, Alabama. Went to school in New York City, so that in itself was a good experience. But yeah, I really love the competition. I love going to the meets and wanting to do well. And that motivated me to train harder. You know, it was so. And the way I like to. So anyway, how I apply that today is, you know, I'm in a profession that I love, and it motivates me to do well for my clients. And then secondly, I enjoyed being on the team, being surrounded by like-minded people. And again, that I think that applies to work. Because our office is like that. I'm surrounded by a good group of people, and again, we motivate each other to do well. And last, it's like, you know, you had to have your priorities straight. You know, the season, we started training in October. The season went through March, and we would have 10 practices a week. So you really had to manage your time wisely. So that comes there. Just. You know, prioritize what you need to get done.
Discipline alone, stemming from the practices associated with being a competitive athlete, I think you get a lot of mileage out of just the discipline. Add the competitive nature, and you've got someone that's inclined to being a good performer. We've reached that point, Michael.
Well,
thank you for taking
the
time to be on the Business Hour. You've been listening to the Business Hour here on America's Web Radio. We're on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m. We'll see you next week on the Internet and on the radio. Have a great weekend.
Get your pen and paper ready. If there's a move in your near future, I'm here to tell you that the folks I used and now recommend is Around Town Movers. Timothy and the guys recently moved me, and I am and was totally satisfied with a sometimes not so fun experience moving. Call Timothy at 770-378-4708 and make it a good move and a good experience. Around Town Movers for that local or cross-country move. Timothy, Around Town Movers, in my opinion, are the best. That's Around Town Movers. Call them.
The disease of addiction is a life-altering challenge, not just for the person suffering its effects, but also for the family and friends who support and love the one caught in its grasp. What should be the course of treatment? Who is the best person to render treatment? And what is the best place to go for the care that is needed? We know that you want answers to these and many more questions. Call 770-696-9862 and speak to a representative of the Atlanta Healing Center. They can tailor a program specifically designed to address the needs of the person suffering with an addiction or give you guidance as to where that help may be found. Information is the key, and the trained staff at AHC is here to assist. If you wish,
come.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.